Christmas was close at hand, in all his bluff and hearty honesty. It was a season of hospitality, merriment, and open-heartedness. The old year was preparing, like an ancient philosopher, to call his friends around him, and amidst the sound of feasting and revelry, to pass gently and calmly away. Gay and merry was the time, and the right gay and merry were at least four of the numerous hearts that were gladdened by its coming. And numerous indeed are the hearts to which Christmas brings a brief season of happiness and enjoyment. How many families whose members have been dispersed and scattered far and wide in the restless struggles of life are then reunited and meet once again in that happy state of companionship and mutual goodwill, which is a source of such pure and unalloyed delight. That's one of my favorite Christmas passages. It's from Charles Dickens' classic work, The Pickwick Papers. It's what we're reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski. I love a good Christmas scene in a book. There's something about it that evokes warmth and comfort, despite the coldness of the season. And whether or not you celebrate this time of year, I think we can all agree it's a great time to curl up with a good book. But since it is Christmas time, here are some favorite Christmas excerpts from the Northern Community Radio staff.
A shivery feeling ran down Ramona's backbone as if magic were taking place. She looked up at Beezus, smiling tenderly down at the flashlight, and it seemed as if baby Jesus really could be inside the blanket. Why, thought Ramona with a feeling of shock, Beezus looks nice, kind, and sort of pretty. Ramona had never thought of her sister as anything but, well, a plain old big sister who got to do everything first. Ramona was suddenly proud of Beezus. As the carolers bore more light into the church, Ramona found her parents in the second row. They were smiling gently, proud of Beezus too. This gave Ramona an aching feeling inside. They would not know her in her makeup. Ramona saw her father look away from Beezus and look directly at her. Did he recognize her? Yes, he did. Mr. Quimby winked. Ramona was shocked, winking in church. How could her father do such a thing? He winked again and this time held up his thumb and forefinger in a circle. Ramona understood. Her father was telling her he was proud of her, too. Ramona was filled with joy. Christmas was the most beautiful magic time of the whole year. Her parents loved her and she loved them, and Beezus, too. At home there was a Christmas tree, and under it, presents, fewer than at past Christmases, but presents all the same. Ramona could not contain her feelings. Bah! She bleated joyfully.
On long road trips, my dad would read to my mom, brother, and me from a collection of poems by Ogden Nash. My dad loved the way Nash played with words and poems, both whimsical and heartfelt. Here's one from 1942 titled, The Boy Who Laughed at Santa Claus. In Baltimore, there lived a boy. He wasn't anybody's joy. Although his name was J.B.'s Dawes, his character was full of flaws. In school, he never led his classes. He hid old ladies' reading glasses. His mouth was open when he chewed, and elbows to the table glued. He stole the milk of hungry kittens and walked through doors marked no admittance. He said he acted thus because there wasn't any Santa Claus. Another trick that tickled J.B.'s was crying boo at little babies. He brushed his teeth, they said in town, sideways instead of up and down. Yet people pardoned every sin and viewed his antics with a grin, till they were told by J.B.'s Dawes there isn't any Santa Claus. Deploring how he did behave, his parents swiftly sought their grave. They hurried through the portals pearly, and J.B.'s left the funeral early. Like whooping cough from child to child, he sped to spread the rumor wild. Sure as my name's J.B.'s Dawes, there isn't any Santa Claus.
I reread the Little House on the Prairies series by Laura Ingalls Wilder a couple of years ago. The stories were simple, but stronger than I remembered. This is from the first book, Little House in the Big Woods. Then there was the Christmas dinner. Alice and Ella and Peter and Mary and Laura did not say a word at table, for they knew that children should be seen and not heard. but they did not need to ask for second helpings. Ma and Aunt Eliza kept their plates full and let them eat all the good things they could hold. "Christmas comes but once a year," said Aunt Eliza. Dinner was early because Aunt Eliza, Uncle Peter, and the cousins had such a long way to go. "Best the horses can do," Uncle Peter said. "We'll hardly make it home before dark." So as soon as they had eaten dinner, Uncle Peter and Pa went to put the horses to the sled, while Ma and Aunt Eliza wrapped up the cousins. They pulled heavy woolen stockings over the woolen stockings and the shoes they were already wearing. They put on mittens and coats and warm hoods and shawls and wrapped mufflers around their necks and thick woolen veils over their faces. Ma slipped piping hot baked potatoes into their pockets to keep their fingers warm, and Aunt Ella's flat irons were hot on the stove ready to be put at their feet in the sled. The blankets and the quilts and the buffalo robes were warm, too. So they all got into the big bobsled, cozy and warm, and Pa tucked the last robe well in around them. "Goodbye, goodbye," they called, and off they went, the horses trotting gaily and the sleigh bells ringing. In just a little while, the merry sound of the bells was gone, and Christmas was over. But what a happy Christmas it had been.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. "Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all." As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too.
In the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, I look for a comic relief, and my go-to book is a collection of essays called Holidays on Ice by David Sedaris. In a collection called Santaland Diaries, David recalls his time as a department store elf. On any given day, you can be an entrance elf, a water cooler elf, a bridge elf, a train elf, maze elf, island elf, magic window elf, emergency exit elf, counter elf, magic treetop elf, pointer elf, Santa elf, photo elf, usher elf, cash register elf, runner elf, or exit elf. We are given a demonstration of the various positions and action performed by returning elves who were so animated and relentlessly cheerful that it embarrassed me to walk past them. I don't know that I could look someone in the eye and exclaim, "Oh my goodness, I think I see Santa!" Or, "Could you just close your eyes and make a very special Christmas wish?" Everything these elves said had an exclamation point at the end of it. It makes one's mouth hurt to speak with such forced merriment. I feel cornered when somebody talks to me this way. Doesn't everyone? I prefer to be frank with kids. I'm more likely to say, "You must be exhausted." Or, "I know a lot of people that kill for a little waist like yours." In another passage, last year a woman decided she wanted a picture of her cat sitting on Santa's lap, so she smuggled it into Macy's in a duffel bag. The cat sat on Santa's lap for 5 seconds before it shot out the door, and it took 6 elves 45 minutes before they found it in the kitchen of the employee cafeteria.
Thanks to Jennifer Penix for reading from Ramona and Her Father, Scott Hall with The Boy Who Laughed at Santa Claus, Heidi Holton read from The Little House in the Big Woods, Peggy Stevens read from the poem A Visit from St. Nicholas, and Sarah Bignell with The Santaland Diaries. You can share your favorite Christmas moments in literature on our What We're Reading groups on Facebook or Goodreads. Happy holidays and best wishes for 2016. May many great books find their way into your lives. I'm Tammy Bobrowski, and this has been What We're Reading on Northern Community Radio.